ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 26: The Right Way to Sightsee in Japan. Hi and welcome to the Beginner Series Season 4 at JapanesePod101.com, where we study modern Japanese in a fun educational format.
So brush up on the Japanese you started learning long ago or start learning today.
Now this is part 2 of Season 4. Part 1 consisted of lessons 1 to 25. Part 2 of Season 4 will consist of lessons from 26 to 50. Now, in the previous 25 lessons, we covered a lot of important grammar. So, we decided to spare more time for reviewing what we've learned.
そうですね。That's right. In this lesson, we are going to review two verb forms, which are the dictionary form and the mass form.
This conversation is between
観光ガイドとお客さん a tour guide and a customer.
The conversation takes place at
バスの中ですかね。
I think they're in the bus.And they're going to?
鎌倉, the famous tourist place.
The tour guide speaks in?
Formal Japanese.
But the customer speaks in?
Informal Japanese, because they are customers.
So, a very nice chance to see the comparison. Now, if you don't already have one,
stop by JapanesePod101.com
and sign up for your free lifetime account.
You can sign up in less than 30 seconds.
Okay, let's listen to this conversation.
皆様おはようございます。私は観光ガイドの下山真と申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。では今日の予定を言いますね。まずこのバスで北鎌倉に行きます。北鎌倉で円覚寺と明月院を観光します。それから電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
ねえガイドさん、何時に北鎌倉に着く？
そうですね、多分10時半頃に着きます。
今何時ですか？
9時半です。
ふーん。でお昼はどこで食べる？
北鎌倉の駅の近くで食べます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
皆様おはようございます。私は観光ガイドの下山真と申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。では、今日の予定を言いますね。まず、このバスで北鎌倉に行きます。北鎌倉で円覚寺と明月院を観光します。それから電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
ねえ、ガイドさん、何時に北鎌倉に着く？
そうですね。多分10時半ごろに着きます。
今何時ですか？
9時半です。
ふーん。で、お昼はどこで食べる？
北鎌倉の駅の近くで食べます。
今度は英語が入ります。
皆様おはようございます。私は観光ガイドの下山真と申します。
Good morning, everyone. My name is Shin Shimoyama, and I'll be your tour guide.
どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。では、今日の予定を言いますね。
I look forward to our trip together. Now I will say today's itinerary.
まず、このバスで北鎌倉に行きます。
First, this bus will take us to North Kamakura.
北鎌倉で円覚寺と明月院を観光します。
We will tour Engakuji and Megetsuin at North Kamakura.
それから電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
Then we'll go to Kamakura Station by train.
ねえ、ガイドさん。何時に北鎌倉に着く？
Hey, Mr. Guide. What time will we arrive at North Kamakura?
そうですね。多分10時半頃に着きます。
Probably around 10:30.
今、何時ですか？
What time is it now?
9時半です。
9:30.
はぁ。で、お昼はどこで食べる？
Is that right? Where we will eat lunch?
北鎌倉の駅の近くで食べます。
We'll eat close to North Kamakura Station.
Naomi Sensei, have you ever been to Kamakura?
Of course I have. I went to Kamakura last month. That's why I wrote this story. I'm running out of the idea.
Okay, some of our listeners may know where Kamakura is and what Kamakura is famous for. But maybe it would be a good idea if we could tell a little bit about Kamakura.
そうですね。I agree.
So first, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Kamakura はどこですか? Where is Kamakura?
東京の南です。To the south of Tokyo. 鎌倉は小さい町です。でも、たくさんお寺があります。
It's a small town, but there are lots of temples.
はい、そうです。
Kamakura used to be the capital of Japan. Is that correct?
そうですね。During Kamakura Shogunate era.
東京からどのぐらいですか? How long does it take to get there from Tokyo?
From Tokyo, 1時間くらいかな。Maybe an hour train ride from Tokyo. I think Kamakura is a perfect place for a day trip from Tokyo. なので、ぜひ行ってください。ピーターさんは鎌倉は行ったことあります?
ないですね。
ぜひ行ってください。
はい、わかりました。So, Naomi-sensei asked if I had ever been to Kamakura, and my answer was, I haven't.
行ったことないんですね。
So, I'm definitely gonna go.
ねえ。I can't believe you haven't been there.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, on to the vocabulary phrases.
観光
Sightseeing.
観光観光
Next word.
ガイド
Tour guide.
ガイドガイド
Next word.
まず
First of all, to start with.
まずまず
Next word?
ごろ
About, around.
ごろごろ
Next word?
近く
Near.
近く近く
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're going to look at?
観光
Sightseeing.
観光
is a noun, but when?
をする
Or?
する
is attached, it becomes a verb. So for example,
観光する
So this literally means to do sightseeing, but of course in proper English, to go sightseeing or to sightsee. Next we have
客 is a guest or visitor. So if we say 観光客 that would be
a person sightseeing or a tourist, a visitor.
そうですね。観光バス would be the
tour bus.
Tour bus. Ah, なるほどね。And if you put the kanji for place
after
観光 that would be 観光地
sightseeing area or tourist site.
そうですね。鎌倉は観光地です。
Kamakura is a sightseeing area or a tourist spot.
ニューヨークも観光地ですか、ピーターさん。
Is New York a tourist site? I think they have tourist locations. And maybe it is. That's a good question.
There are so many 観光客 in New York, right? 観光客がたくさんいますね。
There are a lot of visitors, a lot of tourists in New York. But I'm not sure if we can call New York itself a tourist location or a tourist site. It has a lot of them.
そうね。
But maybe it is.
なるほど。
Good question. Okay, next word is?
ごろ。
About, around. When a time expression precedes ごろ、ごろ means around or about. For example?
6時ごろ
About 6
毎日6時ごろ起きます
I get up around 6
ピーターさんは何時ごろ起きますか
そうですね8時ごろですね So I get up around 8
何時ごろ寝ますか
So around what time do I go to sleep? 4時ごろですね
You're
around
crazy
Around 4 a.m.
Crazy!
Naomi-sensei wa?
12時ごろに寝ます。
So, around midnight.
そうですね。朝は8時ごろ起きます。
So, you get up around 8.
そうですね。
Okay, on to today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, this lesson was made to review two things. First,
how to tell time.
And the second, the verb conjugation between dictionary form and the must form. There's a detailed write-up about time and verb conjugation in our lesson notes, so be sure to pick that up at the site. Now, here we'd like to look at informal speech and formal speech, reviewing the verb conjugation between the dictionary form and the must form. So, let's take a look at a sentence from the dialogue.
電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
To go to Kamakura Station by train. Now, can you put the subject at the beginning and say the same sentence again?
私たちは電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
We will go to Kamakura Station by train. Now let's break down this sentence.
私たちは
We and the topic marking particle, wa.
電車で
By train. We have the word for train.
電車
And the particle, de. Here it means by train. Next we have
鎌倉駅に
To Kamakura Station. Here the ni particle indicates direction.
行きます
To go or will go. Literally,We, by train, to Kamakura Station, will go. Of course, we will go to Kamakura Station by train. Now, Naomi-sensei, what's the formality level of this sentence?
Formal.
Now, when would we use this type of speech, formal?
When people are talking to their bosses, teachers, clients, or strangers.
Basically, people of higher social status.
Hi. And we use dictionary form when we are talking to friends.
And in the past, we, of course, referred to the dictionary form as the informal. It's a much more casual way of speaking. Now, what's the corresponding dictionary form of 行きます?
行く。
Can you say the same sentence, the one we just introduced, using the dictionary form?
私たちは電車で鎌倉駅に行く。
We'll go to Kamakura Station by train. Now, the only difference is the verb form. Informal speech you use?
行きます。
In informal speech, you say?
行く。
This verb conjugation was introduced in Nihongo Dojo Style You and Beyond, lesson 19 through 22. So, you may want to check out those lessons. Now, let's take a look at the question sentences.
It's easy. Just add ka at the end of the sentence for formal speech.
So basically, what Naomi-sensei is saying, to form a question in Japanese, the sentence is exactly the same.
Hi.
The only difference, at the end of the sentence, we use the question marking particle ka.Now, this isn't always the case, but this is what we're introducing today.
私たちは電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
We'll go to Kamakura Station by train. So, this is a statement. It ends with a period. Now, pay attention to the change in what's coming up.
私たちは電車で鎌倉駅に行きますか?
Will we go to Kamakura Station by train? That ka at the end makes the sentence into a question. That's it. No changing of the word order like in English.Just ka at the end.
As for informal speech, you don't have to put anything. Just raise the intonation.
So, we have
電車で鎌倉駅に行く
We'll go to Kamakura Station by train. Now pay attention to the intonation on what's coming up.
電車で鎌倉駅に行く
Will we go to Kamakura Station by train? Also notice how 私たちは was dropped. One more time.
電車で鎌倉駅に行くピーターさん、私お腹ペコペコです。I'm starving. 私、今からランチ食べますが、ピーターさんもランチ行きますか?
じゃあ、カレー食べましょう。
またカレー?
おいしいですよ。
So,
Naomi-sensei and I were deciding on where to go, and we decided, of course, on...
カレー。
カリーライス。
カレーか。
Now, what's interesting here is the formality level. This was pretty formal.
はい。
A nice business kind of relationship.
Hi.
Something you'd hear in the office between two co-workers who are still keeping things formal.
Hi.
Now, that just about does it for today. But before we go, we want to tell you about a way to drastically improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
That's right. The voice recording tool in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your own voice with a click of a button.
And then play it back just as easily.
So you record your voice and then listen to it.
And then compare it with Naomi-sensei and the other native speakers.
And adjust your pronunciation.
And this will help you improve pronunciation fast. So check out this tool. It is a surefire way to really improve your pronunciation fast. That's going to do it.
じゃあまた。
皆様おはようございます。私は観光ガイドの下山真と申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。では今日の予定を言いますね。まずこのバスで北鎌倉に行きます。北鎌倉で円覚寺と明月院を観光します。それから電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
ねえガイドさん、何時に北鎌倉に着く？
そうですね。多分10時半頃に着きます。
今何時ですか？
9時半です。
ふーん。でお昼はどこで食べる？
北鎌倉の駅の近くで食べます。